wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsored, the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need you to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save Perth from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
Hey, this is Joel from Eskimo Joe for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. On tour, we love seeing punters at a gig having a great time. And because we play a lot of pubs, that usually involves a lot of drinks. What we'd hate to see is one of our fans trying to drive home after they'd been drinking. So before you go to a gig, plan ahead, share a taxi or arrange a designated driver who won't drink. The life you save might be your own.
RAD, RAD.org.au.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.
This report is brought to you by, well, it could be you. Contact the office of 89.7 FM to become a sponsor of this news report. This is 89.7 FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. The Deputy Prime Minister has paid tribute to the Anzacs who lost their lives in Gallipoli 109 years ago today. 75,000 Australians and New Zealanders fought on the Gallipoli Peninsula in a campaign that began on the 25th of April 1915. Nearly 9,000 Australians never returned home. Richard Marles delivered the commemorative address at the dawn service in Gallipoli. He says the Anzac spirit born on this day in 1915 lives on.
And this profound sacrifice asked a sharp question: what was it all for? And as the years have passed, the answer lies less in the outcomes of the First World War and much more in the revelation of the spirit of Anzac.
Meanwhile, hundreds of people have gathered in France to acknowledge the sacrifice made by Australian and New Zealand servicemen and women. Australian units helped defend Villers-Bretonneux in early April 1918, but at dawn on the 24th of April, German troops captured the town. The British counterattack, which was led by the Australians, successfully regained the town the following day, which coincided with the third anniversary of the landing of the Anzacs at Gallipoli. The Minister for Veterans Affairs, Matt Keogh, remembered their sacrifice at the town's dawn service.
General John Monash considered the attack the finest thing yet done in the war by Australians or any other troops. While Lord William Birdwood said, this action was the great turning point of the war.
In other news, five teenagers have faced court after being charged with terrorism offences. The group was arrested yesterday as police raided multiple properties in southwestern Sydney in relation to the stabbing attack inside a church in western Sydney last week. Two males, aged 17 and 14, who were charged with possessing violent extremist material online, are set to apply for bail. There was no bail application from two 16-year-old boys who were charged with conspiring to engage in any act in preparation for or planning a terrorist attack. A 17-year-old boy who was charged with the same offence as well as possessing a knife in public has indicated he'll apply for bail when his case returns to court next week. A man has been arrested after an elderly man died and an elderly woman was seriously injured in a home north of Brisbane. Police attended an address in Burpengary East this morning to conduct a welfare check. Upon arrival, they located a man and a woman, both aged in their 70s, with serious head injuries. The man was declared deceased at the scene while the woman was taken to hospital. Detective Inspector David Harbison says the 26-year-old man was not previously known to the victims.
It is understood from the early investigation that the 26-year-old male person was on and about these premises here conducting some gardening work. A dispute of some type has broken out.
Turning to sport, the AFL's traditional Anzac Day clash between Collingwood and Essendon has ended in a draw, with both teams scoring 12-13-85. And in the NRL, the Sydney Roosters have smashed the St George Illawarra Dragons 60-18, and the Gold Coast Titans defeated the New Zealand Warriors 27-24.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
This is Night Shift.
The following program may contain coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
Well, I hope you know there'll be no blue language on my show tonight. Thank you very much. Hey, hello, good evening and welcome to the Best of Oz with Kim until 8 this evening. It's great to have your company. First of all, thanks to Laura in the newsroom for that last report and her team. Hey, look, I'm glad you're here because tonight I have a new local release by Vaughan Adams, and my feature album is The Boxer by Mark Seymour and The Undertow. We'll meander our way through the decades with some great Aussie tracks and tunes from the late 70s and 80s, one of my favourite periods, and we'll finish things off quite neatly with a couple of live tracks from Ice House. Hope you enjoy the next 2 hours of rare Oz and new Oz music tonight with Kim. I'd love to get a text on 0418 897 897. Say g'day. But in the meantime, we're going to kick off with one of my favourite tracks from an album called Xenophobia Y by Spy vs. Spy. They had to change their name because of the American comic. So it was originally Spy vs. Spy. They had to change the name to V-Spy, V-Spy. It's called The Test of Time, recorded in 1988 and produced by Les Karski, who produced the amazing Head Injuries album by Midnight Oil in 79. You got a lot of information and great songs coming your way tonight. Let's kick off with The Spies.
place the soul stripped bare of skins and heart, and I come apart in your icy hands. I forget my role as I stare into your soul. In the empty place you change your mind, you change your clothes, you change your pose for a perfect fit. I forget the cost as I stare into your past. For a moment we're strangers, for a minute you look away, for a second or always, for an instant, another day. Such strange things you say. Our wounds, collect our coats, a window blows above a stream. I prepare my case as I stare into your face. For a moment we're strangers, for a minute you look away, for a second or always, for an instant, another day. Such strange things you say. Just want me, want you. This world contains a few. Is it true? Is it true in you? Our wounds, collect our coats, a window close above a street. I prepare my case as I stare into your face. For a moment we're strangers, for a minute you look away, for a second or always, for an instant, another. Such strange things you say. Such strange things you say.
Listening to the Best of Oz with Kim on your Thursday Eve on 89.7 FM. The people, the music. I hope you enjoyed that track from The Church from their brilliant debut album of Skins and Heart back in 1980. For a moment, we're strangers. All Oz tunes on your radio this evening, except perhaps for this one from one of our Anzac friends across the ditch. Split Ends and I Walk Away.
Stop up. station sponsor.
Oxygen saturations have dropped to 89% and breathing is laboured. I've done an ECG and she's in fast AFib. Her blood pressure was stable, but her systolic has dropped to 95. What should we do?
Every single day, nursing and midwifery graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need your help to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save your community from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
It is possible to stop using drugs.
We can help.
Call Narcotics Anonymous, 1300 652 820.
Or look us up on the web, na.org.au.
It is 25 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. You're listening to The Best of Oz with Kim on 89.7, Proud to be Local. That was one of my favourite tracks. Feel the Heat is the album, The Radiators and Radiation from 1980. One of the hardest working pub bands in Australia. And Feel the Heat was released in March 1980 and still one of my favourite albums. And as I said, really, really hard work. They're still actually touring to this day. All right, and I've got another track coming up for you. It's I've swapped things around a bit here because another one of my favourite Oz albums is listed as one of the top 100 Oz albums of all time. It's Born Sandy Devotional by the Triffids. The track is Wide Open Road from 1986, and I went to school with Dave McComb, the lead singer of the band, and I remember watching the Triffids at a lunchtime show in our school chapel when they were all in year 12 back in 19. You know, and he has the most magnificent voice. With Wide Open Road, have listened to him as he counts in a few seconds into the track, but it's a wonderful, wonderful song. Heard it all before, but listen to this one. Pop the headphones on, why don't you?
I'm still by your side. on a country hellraiser. She was born a small town stargazer. She was the sheriff's daughter. Lord knows I love her. The sheriff and all of his men can't keep me away.
Let It Rock. That's Digby Richards and Little Suzuki from 1975. And Digby Richards was a bit of a pop star from the late 50s through to the 70s. And he was the very first Aussie to release a 12-inch single. How about that? All the stuff you never knew. You're listening to The Best of Oz with Kim on 89.7 this evening. It's great to have your company. We're proud to be local. And I'm going to play you a Midnight Oil track. Yeah, I know. Surprise, surprise. It's from an album called Place Without a Postcard. It's been remastered. From 1981. It's called Quinella Holiday, the track. And don't be surprised if it cuts off pretty quickly, because it's an album full of songs that sort of blend in from one to the other, and it's a bit of an odd mix, but sounds great. Here's one of my favourites from the album Quinella Holiday, Midnight Oil.
Got higher and higher for the man with the bat with the tickets in his hat. He would have to do more than aspire to. A place with some light on the sand near a beach. A place with some green running water. A place on the hill with a view of the sea. And the cocaine was done by his dog.
Call his name. It's tickets lie like scat.
I try, one more pull on the handle too late. He thinks of what could be and sticks in his throat. If the vanilla comes in tonight, if the vanilla comes in tonight, if the vanilla.
Do they all come from? All the lonely people.
Ooh, if you're going to do a Beatles cover, you better do it properly, just like Zoot did back in 1970. Featuring Rick Springfield on guitar, plus the dulcet tones of Daryl Cotton there on lead vocals. Hope you enjoyed that one. There's a bit of an argument going on, lightheartedly, of course, on social media. Who does the best version of Beatles or Zoot? It's all subjective, really, isn't it? You listen to The Best of Oz with Kim on your wireless tonight or device of choice. It's great to have your company, and we're proud to be local. Coming up on our next break, we're all over the place. Really, really interesting songs and information. Slim Dusty is singing a song about a very, very famous Australian train, and we get a bit of an insight from Vaughan Adams as to the release of his new song, What's It All About, plus some songs from my feature album tonight, The Boxer by Mark Seymour, coming up right after all this.
The Community File.
Looking for fun and exciting place for your kids after school? The City of Stirling provides a quality outside school hours care service in Inglewood. For more information, jump onto the website stirling.wa.gov.au/children.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au. The 897FM Community File.
ECU is proud to offer a free exercise clinic where you can participate either virtually, via an online platform, or in person at the ECU Health Centre in Wanneroo. The free exercise clinic is open to anyone 18 years and older, and each session goes for 60 minutes. Sessions are run by ECU's third and fourth year exercise science students, supervised by accredited exercise physiologists. You can enrol in the full 13-week program or simply attend as many or as few sessions as you like. Visit the ECU Health Centre website for more information.
Coast to coast by night and day, hear the clicking of the wheels, the humming of the diesel on her ribbons of steel, carrying the memories of a nation built by hand. See the Indian Pacific span the land. She's the pride of all the railway men cross country where she flies, from the blue Pacific waters to where the mountains rise. By lakes and wide brown rivers, through desert country dry, see the Indian Pacific passing by. Oh, the Indian Pacific, she goes a-rolling down the track, 5,000 miles to travel before she's there and back. Beside the line, a drover waits his battered old gray hat, and kids are catching yabbies down by the river flat. And a woman hangs her washing in a backyard near the line as the Indian Pacific's rolling by. Hear the whistle blowing lonely neath the Nullarbor starlight, saluting those who walk across the track she runs tonight. Calling to the railway camp and the fettlers on the line, I'm the Indian Pacific right on time. From the silver of the broken hill to old Kalgoorlie gold, she mirrors all the colours of the land so hard and old. Then the western flowers are blooming and the air is just like wine, and the Indian Pacific's making time. Oh, the Indian Pacific, she goes a-rolling down the track, 5,000 miles to travel before she's there and back. From the waters of the western sea to the eastern ocean sand, the Indian Pacific spans the land. Oh, the Indian Pacific spans the land.
Best and the Rest from the group, spelt G-R-O-O-P, as you probably would have spelt it in 1967. Woman, You're Breaking Me, with Brian Cadd, local boy, on vocals. And it was their only top 10 hit. Molly Meldrum suggested Brian Cadd change his name to something more pop starry like Brian Cale. He did so for a short while, but his family were pretty annoyed, and so he changed it back to Cadd. Brian Cadd, that is. I wonder if there are any records of his that features the name Cale. Here's a go-betweens now on 89.7. Proud to be local.
Bye. just like spring rain.
Think of that. That's Vaughan Adams and his brand new track, She Takes Me to the Edge. Had a quick online chat to Vaughan today about this gem, and I quote, "It's about my better half," with the opening line, "like a diamond in the rough, a beautiful jewel that I finally got." Vaughan goes on to tell of his love and soul music, and he's planning on writing a lot more, thank goodness. We're planning on doing a show together in the next couple of weeks, when I get my act together, talking about favourite Aussie music, including his own. Who knows, it could be a regular thing. Thank you, Vaughan. Great, great track. Are you enjoying all the tunes tonight? Send me a text. It's kind of lonely in here. And you can send me a text if you want from 0418 897 897. I have some songs from my feature album tonight. It's called The Boxer by Mark Seymour. And he was, of course, the lead singer of Hunters and Collectors. And I first fell in love with the band in 1982 with some of their more obscure stuff and have sort of grown up with them over the years. And Mark says, we've thrown everything at these songs. Seymour commented that in a press release, portraits of women, men, urban decay, life in a landscape of uncertainty and love. Of course, you can never abandon that. After all, beyond despair, there is nothing else. It's called The Boxer. I hope you enjoy it. Three tracks, kicking off with the title track. You're listening to The Best of Oz with Kim on 89.7. Proud to be local.
The sun came out on Friday. She told me she was done. Patched up her cuts and scratches. She said, I think my time has come. It wasn't much.
was told. I've been made and I've been sold. So far up the river I lost the track. I stole my heart and I never gave it back.
Wow. I think it's time to stop referring to him as the lead singer of Hunters and Collectors, because he's released 10 or 11 solo albums, very brilliant albums, both by himself and, of course, with his band, The Undertow. Mark Seymour there, and his brand new album called The Boxer. Three tracks. The opening track was The Boxer, title track, and then Sleeping Dogs, and just there, Stars of Fitzroy. I've got some bills to pay with a sponsors break, but first of all, thank you very much for your texts. Lisa, enjoying the show, thank you. And Lorraine, thank you. Always good to hear from you. She says, happy Thursday to you. Yes, enjoying the tracks tonight. And another great song by Vaughan Adams. And a text on another platform by Vaughan. I'm glad you're enjoying this tonight's show, and in particular, some brand new tracks from Mark Seymour. All right, just before we go to the sponsors break, if you'd like to become more than just good friends of 89.7 FM, you can commit. Yes, you can become a member of this exceptionally cool community radio station. So just go to 89.7fm.com.au, click on the seventh drop-down menu, if memory serves, from the left, and you will see all the membership options and benefits on offer. And if you'd like to become a sponsor of 89.7, there's nothing quite like the sense of belonging. And if you're a business, you can become a sponsor on some very, very attractive packages. So do so. Just go to our website. And right, a sponsors break coming up right now.
If you marked an X on the map of Perth for every investment property managed by Exceed Property Management, there'd be so many X's, you'd be hard-pressed to read the map. That's because station sponsor Exceed Real Estate are one of Perth's largest and most successful property managers. Exceed delivers exceptional service, excellent performance, and extraordinary reliability. In property management, X means Exceed Real Estate. Life is better with Exceed.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need you to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save Perth from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor,
The Community File.
Do you have 1 free hour per week and a passion for helping young people? EdConnect Australia's volunteers provide friendship and guidance to students who need a little support to reach their full potential. You can help as a mentor working one-to-one with a student, or as a learning support volunteer to assist in classrooms, breakfast clubs, or a variety of other roles. For further information, please call 9444 8646 or go to www.edconnect.org.au.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
Hey guys, I'm Jess.
And I'm Lisa from the Veronicas for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. We see a lot of things at gigs, mostly people having a good time and having a few drinks. But what we'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they've been drinking. Being even a little bit over the limit makes it too easy to lose control and possibly lose your life or that of a friend. So if you plan to drink, plan ahead. Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place.
Remember, music lives and you should too.
The last train in the cold rain.
cold here in Philadelphia, the city of soul. And we can let our hair down when it gets hot above, 'cause nothing ever happens in the city of love. But someone should tell them there's a fire in the sky, and someone should tell them this is still 1985. Here in the city of love. Second Street, and it looks like Beirut, like something you would see on your picture tube. You can watch it happen live in the cool of your front room, 'cause nothing ever happens in the city of doom. But mister, let me tell you that the fire's real in the sky. Copper, understand this is still 1985.
Listening to the Best of Oz on 89.7. Proud to be local. The people of music. I'm glad you're enjoying the tunes tonight. I'm getting some wonderful texts. Thank you very much. All Oz music until 8 this evening. And Don's coming in for the Shades of Punk. And a few other announcers taking a bit of time off, understandably, over Anzac Day. And yeah, that was the Eurogliders from Greatest Hits album called Maybe Only I Dream. And The City of Soul from 1985. They formed in Perth in 1980. I remember seeing them. And featuring, of course, Grace Knight on vocals and Bernie Lynch on lead guitar and vocals. Very successful local Perth band. And before that, my mystery band for tonight, Remora. And a track called Burn It Down from 2022, Melbourne Rockers. And if you know anything about them, I'd like to know, because they're very hard to research. 0418 897 897, if you want to say g'day. Here's Russell Morris now. He's actually turned 74 this year, and he has continued to wow Aussie fans since he kicked off his career in 1966. This is a great track from his album Birdsville.
Well, I was sitting on a sack with a cat on my lap when I heard the screen door slam. Next thing I know, she's driving down the road, taking the combi van. Cried me a river, cried all night long. Left me a note, not a glimmer of hope, said I'm out of this dump, I'm gone. Stick your honeymoon shack, but don't call this living out here at the back of the Birdsville track. Well, I've never been driven when it comes to women, they always get the better of me. Stockman at best, well, I come from the west, they always turn around and leave. Tired of living, swallowing dust and sand and flies. It don't take long, up to the city they run to find a sophisticated guy. Stick your honeymoon shack, they don't call this living out here at the back of the Birdsville track. To those who wait, better than never, it's better than late.
Every year, hundreds of schools around WA have their school photos taken by a specialist school photographer. And Capture Photography has been doing this for over 17 years. No other school photographer puts as much effort into providing WA's highest quality photographic products. If you are part of a school management team, a PNC member, or even a parent wanting the very finest school photos, get in touch with the team at capture.com.au. That's Capture with a K. Station sponsor.
The Community File.
Just an hour a week can make a difference in a young person's life. Become an EdConnect volunteer and work with students to support their academic potential and emotional well-being in school and in life. EdConnect values connection within the community, and when you become a volunteer, you become part of the EdConnect family, working together to help students thrive. For further information, please call 9444 8646 or go to their website at www.edconnectaustralia.org.au.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
I just got back from the border and
what I saw, made me know for sure we're out of order. I had a dream about New Orleans, Jackson Square. I heard a prayer down in New Orleans. On the run, there's life for living, but the people there, they just don't care. Living their life like a millionaire down on the border. The people there will cut your hair in Singapore. On the streets there's a life of plenty, but they'll never know about the freedom show. They're living in darkness years ago down on the border.
Game.
until 8 this evening. This is the Best of Oz with Kim. It's great to have your company in our little last half hour. That was Sean Sennett from his album The Beautiful Game, and a track called This Beautiful Game from 2021. And what can I say? A beautiful album. He's a journalist, a radio announcer, author, and an all-round good bloke. He collaborates with a lot of big names in Australia, including this next track with Kate Sobrano and Steve Kilby. It's from an album called The Dangerous Age, Monument City Lights, 1973. 90s. That's Tumbleweed and Sundial. They formed in 1990 in Wollongong. And if you're like me and listen to a little bit too much Triple J in the 90s, you'll recognise that track indeed. Don is coming up for Shades of Punk at 8 o'clock tonight. Don't miss his wonderful show if you like that track. And coming up next, the Sports. Always had a lot of style, these guys, because they're cruising around in a Citroen. Or as I say to my friend Rob, a Citroen.
The need for vital resources continues to rise. Meanwhile, the climate is warming and regions are becoming drier. We need new ways to support our increasing population while also conserving our rich biodiversity. Any ideas?
Every single day, science graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Have your say, your city, your way. Check out station sponsor City of Joondalup's official Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and LinkedIn pages and become informed and actively engaged with what's happening in your local community. Enjoy fantastic photos, media releases, news, videos, event updates, public notices, employment vacancies, plus much more.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need your help to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save your community from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
Do what you should.
goes on in your mind. I think that I am falling down. Let it be good. Do what you should. You know it'll work alright. Let it be good. Do what you should. You know it'll work.
An album called With a Little Help from Our Friends. That's Megan Washington and G Love and What Goes On. Hope you enjoyed that one. We're off to see Ice House now. Got a couple of great live tracks for you. First up, Touch the Fire, and then followed by Fat Man, which was recorded at the St Kilda Music Festival in February 2020. Ice House are a fabulous live band, and here they are at their best. All the secrets are revealed. Time I saw Ice House was on Rottnest Island, of all places, and they sounded just like that, a brilliant, brilliant live band. Hope you enjoyed that. And indeed, the program tonight, the last couple of hours, I do not know where the time goes, honestly, when you're sitting here having a good time, listening to some great Aussie tunes, both new and old. Thanks for your company. Don't go anywhere, though, because Don Rowe is here to spoil you rotten with Shades of Punk until 10 this evening. I'll catch you next Thursday at 6. So until then, stay safe. Happy and well. Hooroo. Thank you.
following program may contain coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Are you part of a community group searching for new members or looking to promote your upcoming event? Head to the City of Wanneroo's community directory and register your group today. The online directory.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Are you part of a community group searching for new